Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. And please make sure when you're searching for them, only to type in irishtaxrebates.ie in the address bar, and it'll bring you directly to their website. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. It's an Irish-owned company with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, if you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, chances are there could be some money sitting there waiting for you to reclaim. And this is very easy. All you have to do is go on to irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple questionnaire, their application form, and it takes an average of 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. And the experts at irishtaxrebates.ie have found that based on a study that they did, rebates that were processed averaged €1,092. So there's a good chance that revenue have a few bob that they have to give back to you. So the best thing about irishtaxrebates.ie is they have a very small charge for their services. It is just 10% plus VAT. So for example, if you claimed €1,000, they will charge you €100 plus VAT, which is €123. It's as simple as that. There are some slightly bogey companies out there charging people 30% and 40%. In fact, one of our listeners the other day told us he was had by one. He was charged 32% for availing of their services. IrishTaxRebates.ie are the ones to go to. So please don't do a Google search. Just type in the address bar IrishTaxRebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, it is this. Lads, don't give out my full name or the family will know me. Me and my husband are going to a christening tomorrow. We're the godparents for my best friend's son. And the one thing that makes a joke of it is that my best friend and her husband haven't been in a church since they got married 10 years ago. They hate the church. They're not religious at all. They're putting on a big fake show on Saturday. Sure, she even told me that she'll never be bringing her son to Mass ever again. I'm not religious, but I think this is mad. I've got 3 children, and I was not a hypocrite. I did not get them baptized. Please talk about this one. And that's from one of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous for obvious reasons, because she's a godparent at this church ceremony tomorrow, the christening of her soon-to-be godchild.
Okay, a lot of you have been moaning, and why is she contacting you? Why is she giving out about her friend? Okay, let's get that out of the way now. She did contact us. She is giving out about her friend. You all bitch about your friends behind your back. So get off your holier-than-thou attitude that you've never been. I bitch about him every single minute of the day.
Absolutely.
So you all bitch about your friends. So get over that fact. She is bitching about her friend and calling out her friend's hypocrisy. That's all.
Now, the one thing I will say is I understand her calling out her friend's hypocrisy, yeah? And she's right to. I have a major issue with this. I was at a wedding recently with a load of heathens who've never been in a church, yet they took over a whole Catholic church to have this sham ceremony. I have another problem with that.
Sorry, was your first wedding a sham?
At the time, actually, when I got married the first time, I actually did go to church, believe it or not.
You didn't. Well, I did. Would have burned down.
I did, no. I actually did. No, I don't anymore. But anyway, sorry, the point I was about to make was this lady who contacted us, who wants to remain anonymous, she agreed to be a godparent. Yeah?
Okay.
She's just as much of a hypocrite.
No. I'm a godparent to 3 different children. I have 3 lovely godchildren.
Yeah.
Can't remember the names, but they're lovely. No, I'm joking, I can't. I'm godfather to three children. Godfather is not a religious thing.
Of course it is. What do you think it is?
It's actually nothing to do with religion. It's nothing to do with religion.
Hang on for one second.
It's not.
You're really going to piss me off now. When you become a godparent, yeah?
It's nothing to do with religion. It's not.
Shut up for a second. Do you not realise what you said in the church? That you agree that you will look after the Christian education of these of those children. That's what you signed up for. Jesus. You actually said it in the church. You may not realise you said it, but you did. So should, God forbid... Hang on, shut up for a second. Shut up. A godparent's job...
It's not a religious thing.
Of course it's a religious thing.
We all say things in the church that we do. You said in...
Are you the child's father? No. Are you the child's godfather? Yes, you are.
Okay, we're not going to spend the next hour arguing...
Sorry, Jeremy, just... Shut up! Stop telling me to shut up. Your hypocrisy in this is shocking.
So is yours.
Because you signed up to, if God forbid something happened to that child's parents, you would look after its Christian education, its Christian upbringing. That's what you signed up for. But you don't even realise that, you gobshite.
Oh no, being Christian doesn't mean being religious. Being Christian means look after them if their mammy and daddy dies. It means giving them nice presents.
And bring them to church?
No, it does! It does not. There's not one person listening to this podcast right now, yeah?
No, I know there's not one person listening.
No, that brings their godchild to mass every...
No, I'm not saying... No, but you're agreeing to be the fallback option. That's what you're signing up for.
That's another conversation.
It's not! You are signing up to take on the child's religious education. That's the gig.
You need to take...
No, it's nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with God. So why is it in the church?
You need to take up afternoon drinking again.
Why are you called a godfather?
It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Anyway.
It's not!
It actually is.
Oh, you are really pissing me off.
Are you religious at all?
No, not really. No, I'm not. I used to be. Not anymore.
But you would have got married in the church.
I did originally, yeah.
And why didn't you the second time?
Because it was the second time. Churches won't have you.
But had they, you would have.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't.
But you would have.
You can't get married second time around in the church.
You as a, what did you word you, a heathen? What's it called?
A heathen.
Heathen.
Yeah.
You as a heathen... would have got married in the church the second time.
But you as a godfather should realise what you actually signed up for.
Jeez, look at the hypocrisy running around.
No. As Dave says, Jeremy, wake up, you gobshite. It is religious. Godfather. Godfather. Do I have to repeat myself?
So was Don Corleone religious in the movie?
He probably was.
He actually wasn't. We're not getting into whether or not a godparent is religious or not because...
But it is!
Okay,
therefore, this goes back to the point that I'm making about the lady you contacted us. She is as much a hypocrite as the people she's giving out about because she and her husband have agreed to be godparents to this child tomorrow.
In this day and age, ladies and gentlemen, the role of a godparent is more ceremonial than religious.
Says who? You go and ask the priest, is that the case? Father, am I signing up here to buy presents for this kid till they're 18?
Yeah, but realistically, you're not supposed to get communion if you've been having sex before marriage as well. It's all bollocks. Religion is all bollocks. And we just...
You're literally proving the point.
We just use religion. You all use religion as much as... And by the way, I got married in a church, not religious, but that priest got well bloody paid for he did. He got 500 quid.
And? What's the point you're trying to make here? Getting married in a church, that wasn't religious, was it?
No, it was religious, but we just did it because we wanted nicer photographs. So what? We used the church and they used us. They got a couple of hundred quid out of us. The priest made a nice few bob.
The more you go on, the more ashamed you ought to be of yourself for abusing a religious institution because that's what you did.
You just stop.
If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, our number is 085-825-2626 and let us know your views on this. Is it hypocritical for parents who have no religious beliefs to get their children baptised in a church? Let me kick off with Robbie.
I feel if you've not been to church regular for at least a year prior to the child arriving, then you shouldn't be allowed to, your child shouldn't be allowed to be christened. If you're really that devout where you want to get your child christened and you haven't been practicing the faith, then why are you doing it? If it's not unless you're just doing it for the gifts and the presents.
Now, Robbie's message a moment ago, he's basically saying if you haven't been to church in the last year, you shouldn't be allowed to get your child baptized. Well, I agree with them 100%.
Well, the only people that really go to churches, but the only time I go is for a funeral, and I don't want to even go for them, but you do it out of politeness and stuff like that. The church is full of like blue-haired elves and old lads with wonky knees. No, but nobody young is going to mass anymore. So every single person is a hypocrite. Because I'm telling you now, you know what I'll do this weekend, actually, on Sunday? I'll get up early, and my local church, lovely church, does an 11 o'clock mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Sorry, the last time I was in the church was for my son's communion last year, 2 years ago. I'll go to.
And he's obviously been ever since.
He hasn't been once.
Yeah.
There you go. Hasn't been
brilliant.
Once. Hasn't
proud.
Been.
Proud.com.
Hasn't been once.
How proud you must be.
Very, very proud. Very, very proud.
And you'll make his confirmation as well.
What?
He'll make his confirmation as well. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. The more you go on about this, the more disgusting you sound.
Sir, you're married twice. You broke the Catholic Church rules as well. Burning hell.
But I'm not claiming anything else.
Heathen Kennedy.
No, I'm not claiming anything.
Married twice. Married twice. Where's the rules on that? What did Jesus say about being married twice? You're a fucking Aegis, basically. What are you thinking?
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. Well, we're talking about the hypocrisy. This lady, we're just calling her Anon because she doesn't want to get reefed out of it tomorrow when she goes to the christening. But Anon is... She thinks her friends are being hypocrites getting the child christened in a church. What's your view on this?
Oh, I think she's ridiculous. This is a completely different generation now to a long time ago. And just like Jeremy said there, when you do go to mass and or you walk or you drive by the church, it's older generation that go to mass. I'm Catholic. I'm not a religious person. I wouldn't go to mass every week, but I've had my kids christened and I will continue to have them make their communion and their confirmation.
Why?
Because I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic by name?
By name, yeah, but family as well. We're all Catholic and we all believe in Jesus and Mary and
okay,
all of that.
So you do have a religious belief, do you?
We do, yeah. We all do, yeah.
And do you go to church at all?
I don't, no. Only on occasions like this one.
A christening, a communion or a confirmation.
Adrian,
or a funeral.
Do you go to mass every Sunday?
No, I never said I did.
Yeah, well then, what are you fighting with the subject for?
I never said I did. I'm merely highlighting the fact that I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago, yeah? The couple getting married haven't been inside the door of a church since they were teenagers.
So what?
And yet they took over a whole Catholic church to have a wedding ceremony.
I think that comes down to tradition as well. Like I know people that have got married in churches and people that got married in registry offices. And to be honest with you, the ones at the churches were so much nicer. It's more traditional and it's more religious. And I think that's why people continue to get married in churches, even if they don't practice the Catholic religion.
And as well, religion isn't free, Jess, as I've said before. That priest that married Adrian's friends, that priest got about 300
quid. I got charged 100 euro per child. We had a double christening. 100 euro per child we were charged after COVID.
The point I'm making is if you're not into... Okay, Jeremy, here's a question for you. You're not religious at all. Yeah,
no,
you don't go to church at all.
Don't even believe in God.
You don't even believe in God. Great. Okay, really, really keep digging that hole there.
No, don't believe there's a...
So why didn't you...
Sorry, I don't tell my children that he doesn't exist. That's up to them. I don't believe this is a man up in the clouds.
Hang on.
Ridiculous.
Why
Jeremy, that's kind of a different topic, though. Like, if you're not believing at all.
Yeah.
No, but that is different.
It really is. It's outrageous.
Well, I don't believe in religion. I mean, you look at any type of religion. You look at the Bible.
So, okay, why did you not get your children christened in a Church of Ireland or a Presbyterian church?
Maybe we should have. No, it just didn't bother. It was the closest church to us, so happy days down the road.
I mean, it would be like saying if we all didn't go to church every Sunday, why do we celebrate Christmas? It's the same.
Yeah, it actually is, but it's the reason we celebrate Christmas is a few bank holidays in a row and you're off work and it's an opportunity to have a party. That's basically Christmas, isn't it?
People
who are non-Christian Christmas in Ireland in this country.
Well, let me ask you, Adrian, and I'll ask you just this same question. You know when scumbag criminal drug dealers get shot dead?
Yeah. You're going to talk about their funerals?
Yeah, should
they shouldn't be allowed to have them in the church. The churches should refuse point blank.
So
the churches should not allow them to be glorified by bringing up wreaths shaped like guns.
I agree with you on that. That is disgusting. When you see gangland criminals
being glorified in church, it's disgusting. The churches should say no.
Yeah, burn the bodies and throw them off a ship or something like that. Yeah.
So we agree on that bit.
No, we do agree on that. Yeah, it's okay to agree on certain things, you know.
Yep.
Anyway, what do you think of that, Jess? When a scumbag criminal, drug dealing filth gets shot, or a joyrider wraps his car around a tree and ends up dead, should he have his funeral in the church?
No, but the family should be able to want to have it at the church. I mean, it's the person obviously was a dreadful person, but I mean, it's still somebody's son, daughter.
Let me ask you this then, Jess, and this is my thing. A couple of years ago, friends of ours had a little baby, and they are, and I really admire them for this, they are non-religious, both of them, and they decided not to have a christening for their child. What they did instead was they had a naming ceremony, okay?
Oh, yeah.
A naming ceremony for the child. They asked me to officiate at the naming ceremony.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to give all the speech, and we named the child and everything else. Not a mention of your man upstairs. No mention of God at all. And it was a lovely ceremony. The child was named. That's end gross, of. Yeah. Why don't people do that rather than being hypocrites and indoctrinating their kids into...
There is...
You are literally signing a document that you will bring your child up in this faith.
But we're not. Here, listen, I signed a contract with Virgin Media a few years ago saying I'd stay with them for 3 years. I didn't.
Not the same thing, Jeremy.
We all signed contracts that we
don't. It is not the same. Sorry, hang on. Okay, Jess. You're making a fool of yourself.
No, because you will.
You are literally making a fool of yourself.
No, I did. I signed a contract with Virgin Media. I'll stay with you for 3 years at that price. They put the price up. I said, fuck off. Adrian, the first time you got married, you said on the altar, till death do us part. You're not dead. You're not married to her anymore. So there you go. So nobody follows the contract. It's ridiculous. You're making a promise to some made up man in the sky with a beard that doesn't exist.
In his building.
It's not his building. He didn't build it. We just stop.
Jess, why would you not have a naming ceremony rather than a christening?
Oh, I wanted the Christian. I wanted the religion aspect of it.
Because you do have a little bit of religion in you.
I do, but I don't go to church every week.
Okay, but that's fine. But you at least have a bit of faith. Heathen here beside me doesn't believe in any man up in the clouds,
no,
as you just said.
But having said that...
If
a family member of mine was very, very sick, or I was sick, I'd say, you know, a prayer just on the off chance.
You do have a belief.
So who are you saying the prayer to?
It's just on...
But Jeremy, who are you praying to?
It doesn't matter. Just on the off chance.
And what off chance?
Now, there is
no off chance.
If there is a fella upstairs,
there's not.
And you're saying a prayer, he's listening to you going, you double face, or you two faced bastard, I'll get you for this.
No, it's the same way I do the lotto every week. I've never won the lotto, I'll probably never win it, but I do it on the off chance.
On the right. So saying a prayer is like entering the lottery.
No, I'm saying if I was on.
Jeremy, shut up.
Honestly, you really need to keep your gob shut. You are making a complete tool of yourself here.
No.
Jess, stay there. Jess at least is admitting that she does have some religious belief.
By the way, I'm a Christian person. I am a Christian.
Oh, you were Christian?
No, I'm a Christian in that I'm a very Christian person. I will help out people in need.
Oh, you Muslims do that as well.
Yeah, no, but that's nothing to do with God. I don't help out people because I'm a nice person.
No, but Muslims do that as well.
Yeah, that's...
There's a religion of peace and love and...
Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian person, but I'm not a religious person. I'm a Christian person. I treat people fairly.
Why don't you bring your kids to the mosque then?
We do go to Klonsky for food every now and then.
For food? Why don't you...
There's a lovely restaurant in the mosque.
Why don't you go on a Friday? Prayers.
From here on a Friday?
No, could do prayers on a Friday. Ring the kids.
Because they're not Muslim, that's why.
But they're not anything. They're literally not any
of them. Either are yours.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yours living in sin, the whole lot. You've brought up two heathens as well. Your kids would burn if they went into a church.
Oh, Jess, can you tell him to shut up, please?
Look, Adrian.
Please.
Adrian is going on like he's the pontiff here. Adrian, married twice, divorced, which is, by the way, religion. That goes against all religion. Well, that's one of the seven deadly sins.
Seven deadly sins,
isn't it? Isn't divorce a seven deadly sin?
I have no idea.
It probably is. Well, if it isn't, it should be. So neither of your children, they're both living in sin, Adrian.
Yeah, sin.
Their dad's a divorcee. Yeah. Your family's fucked.
But I'm being honest enough to say I don't believe in any of that religious shite, so I don't go for it at all. You, on the other hand, if you'd more kids, they'd be lined up outside the church. Bring them in. Yep. Pour the water on their heads.
It was a great day. It's a great day, isn't it, Doug?
Here, do me
Why
a favor.
Why did you get married in a church?
Yeah, oh, here.
Well, I tell
the,
you.
The photographs, that's the reason.
It pissed me off, Jess, because we got married in Spain, which is very religious. And the church gave us a list of five songs that we could play in the church, and they were all these mad religious hymns. I was like,
well, you weren't allowed to play "Living on a Prayer." No. Oh, we're halfway there.
No, my wife wanted "You Raise Me Up" by Westlife.
You raise me up,
and the church said, "No, you can't have that. It's not a religious song."
Right?
No, they're not. No, no, fuck them.
Oh, Jess.
Now,
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Well, Adrian, Jeremy.
John,
good afternoon, Radioland.
Okay, can you bear with me for 30 seconds? Because I have to take a quick break.
Yeah, I can, because it's entertaining.
Okay, I have to take a quick break, but I'll be with you now in one moment after Martin.
Sorry, Pokemon. Great talk, actually. Very interesting. My kids are all baptised, and my eldest son is going to do his confirmation this year. We're not religious. We're both raised Roman Catholic. I think it's more of a tradition thing where people do it these days, more than a religious thing. And, you know, it's good to keep, you know, a country's traditions going, especially in this day and age. I know a few years ago they were on about getting rid of the Angelus. As I said, I was born and raised a Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but I wouldn't like the Angelus to go because it's a tradition, you know. So I think that's it. It's more of a tradition now than a religious thing is what people are doing. And your man said that people who just get their kids baptized for presents and money. Now, come on, mate, give your head a warm.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, John, here we go. John, yeah, what is your attitude to people who have no interest in the church and still proceed to get their children baptized in the Catholic faith or the Protestant faith or whatever faith, yet they don't go for it at all? What's your view on this?
Right. Well, first and foremost, they're hypocrites, I have to say. And the next thing I have to say is, if you don't roll with God and you don't roll with the Catholic Church, don't be in it, period. End of. Good luck. Get the hell out. That's exactly what I think.
Okay, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm sitting beside an absolute hypocrite who got all of his children christened in recent years. And
sorry, I'm sitting beside a divorcee.
I'm not claiming to be. I'm not.
You're almost reading passages from the Bible there. The last 20 minutes.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. I've already decided.
John 3:18.
Because I'm not religious, I don't go for the church at all. Yeah.
Well, I
have already decided, and you can ask my wife this. I have already decided that if and when my funeral comes around, it won't be a religious funeral. It won't be in the Catholic Church.
Fucking celebration as well. It'll be.
No, just stop being so smart. I'm making the point.
If you ever have grandchildren, will you go to the church as a grandparent to see your grandchildren being
for a christening?
Yeah,
if that's what their parents choose to do.
How could you do that?
I'm not the one that's making that decision.
That's like an Arsenal supporter going to a Chelsea match.
Yeah, but they do all the time.
Sorry,
John. Okay, let's deal with the hypocrisy here.
It is hypocrisy.
It is hypocrisy in every sense of the word.
So what? Christian,
well,
hypocrisy isn't
Jeremy
something to be proud of.
I think it is. Everybody's a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite, John.
The point, Jeremy, is if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in the Catholic Church, don't be out at stores and don't be getting buried and don't be going to Christmas or don't be going to Mass at Christmas time. Don't be going to Easter celebrations. Don't be near the church. If you're one of these people who don't believe in the Catholic Church and its teachings and whatever else, get the fuck away from it and don't be near it. Period. And there's no other way you can say it.
And Jeremy,
you're a hypocrite if you use that church.
There is no other way to say it than get the hell away from the church.
Get the hell away from it. And don't be having your funerals in it.
Oh, they charge you for that as well. The church have made a lot of money off me. They charge me for my child's christenings. They charge us for a wedding. They charge us for communions. They charge us for everything. So your church has made a bit of money off me.
Aren't they right? Jesus Christ, Jeremy, your church. you've brought your children to this church.
Probably barred from it if they hear this topic.
And rightly rightly so. I'm going to send it to your local parish priest and let him know what he's dealing with. John, does it bother you when you hear people like that who not only don't believe in the church, run the bloody place down?
I didn't run it down.
You do, though.
No, yeah,
you
do. I mean, at the end of the day, the way I look at this is, I mean, you have people out there today that are just gunning for the Catholic Church. These liberals today, let's bring down the Catholic Church in every shape and form. You have RTE there, and they've done documentaries on this, that, and the other, and the Catholic Church is this, that, and the other. And then suddenly you have Irish people or foreign people or whatever the case, whoever's using the church, going, I have no time for the Catholic Church, but you know what? I'm going to get my son or daughter christened in the Catholic Church, and I'm going to make an absolute hypocrite out of myself today. And people like that just turn my fucking stomach.
Okay, so you would have more respect for somebody who would say, I don't believe in God, therefore I'm not getting my children christened, I'm not going to have my wedding in the church because I don't believe in any of that.
I'd have more respect for somebody who said, I don't like the Catholic Church and I won't go near it.
Yep.
Period. And I won't have nothing to do with it. And that's just the way it is.
Okay,
because any other way, you're just being a hypocrite.
Yeah, so say, for example, this couple who are getting their kids christened tomorrow, they haven't been inside the door of a church since they got married in a church, ironically, and that was over 10 years ago. What's your message to people like that, getting their children christened?
Well, now, the way I have to look at that situation going forward is, are they practicing Catholics who are just lapsed?
No, no, and no.
Okay, they're not Catholics and they have nothing to do with the church whatsoever.
Correct.
Okay, well then they're fucking hypocrites. Then stay away.
But that's
enough.
But that's
you shouldn't be any
John.
Christian there.
Okay, but Jesus said, "Don't judge, lest you be judged." Now you're judging, John. So that's not very Christian of you.
Yeah. You know damn well I always judge.
But your boss doesn't agree with judging people. Your boss was against judgment. That's what he said.
Yeah.
In the letter to the Romans, he said, judge ye lest
you be judged. But he also didn't want the church to be used as a hypocritical ground for people to go, I don't like the church, I don't like the Catholic Church, but I'm going to use her anyway.
No, but
I'm going to get this, that, and the other
stuff. But John, I'm not a religious person, but I'm a good Christian person in that I follow the Christian values of being kind to, don't be kind to other people, but I will always look after people who are less needy. I give to charity. I'm a good Christian person. I just don't believe that there's a man in the clouds with a woolly beard. You don't believe there's a man up there in the same way you don't believe the Bible. The Bible's made up story.
I don't believe the Bible.
Well, you couldn't believe the Bible. The Bible says that the first people on earth were Adam and Eve, yet cavemen were around millions of years before that. Also, the Bible says that Jesus's friends in wherever he lived, the Middle East, yeah?
Jerusalem, yeah.
Yeah, what were their names? Matthew,
Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, yeah. Now,
have you ever gone to the Middle East and met people that were baptized Matthew, Mark, and John, and Luke, and all that? They're not called that in the Middle East. Made up completely.
No, but the point about religion is there's no one in the Middle East called Luke.
Let me tell you, or Matthew, no one in the Middle East.
But Jeremy, the point about religion is it's your personal belief, okay? But the point is, if you don't believe in the Catholic Church and you hate the Catholic Church, you have no time for it, don't be near it. That's the point. You're being a hypocrite. And those two people who are having their baptism tomorrow, they're just hypocrites. They're just using the church. Adrian was right. The church should have turned around and said, listen, lads, no, we're not doing this.
And that's exactly
I raise the point again, like somebody who's shot in gangland or something like that. No, we're not doing it either. There should be a standoff, mm-hmm. by all means. Yeah,
I agree.
Or it should be a cut-off point.
So my belief is, when it comes to...
Whether Jesus said it or not.
Yeah, when it comes to having a religious ceremony in a church,
yeah.
The priest should say, do you attend church? And if your answer is no...
None of your business, Father. Thanks.
You're out of here, yeah.
No. If your answer is no, or it's none of your business, Father, piss off, I would tell you, go and have a ceremony in a hotel. Go and have a naming ceremony.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be telling you.
A humanist ceremony.
Yeah, 100%. You can get them.
I know you can.
Yeah, humanist. Rubbish today.
Hey, Adrian, you just called the ceremony you were at rubbish, the one you were at with your godchild.
No, that's his belief.
Ah, okay. today? What
because he believes
him?
In religious ceremonies.
He said,
No.
Oh, no.
He's entitled to that belief.
Your friend,
just like I believe you're an absolute hypocrite for getting your kids christened in a church.
Shame on you, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Shame on you.
Not at all, John.
Shame on you.
John, the church made good money.
Should be disconnected from the church. Pope should come down on you and disconnect you.
So why did the priest put out money looking for money that day in an envelope? Why was he looking for money off me?
To get something out of you.
It's a service. It's a church service. That's why.
I thought his service was to God. Like, why is he charging?
They're not going to do it for nothing, though, are they? Mm. They're not going to say, yeah, just roll in here with your child and whatever. We're Christian for not. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just go on off there now and have a good time for you. Of course, like, you pay for any service. That's just the way it is. But the church should have a cut-off point and say, look, if you're a non-believer, you go somewhere else. Period. Good luck. Thanks very much. Shut them doors now behind you. That's the way it is.
That's the way
you can't say it any other way, Jeremy.
Lorraine, let me bring you in on this. Lorraine, parents who are getting their kids christened who don't believe in God at all are absolute hypocrites. What do you say to that?
Well, it is hypocritical. Yeah. It is completely hypocritical. Why would you want to get your kids christened in something you don't believe in?
Well, Jeremy, over to you.
Did you not get your kids christened, Lorraine?
I do, and I do believe I did. I got all three of my christenings, but the difference between me and you, Jeremy, is I do believe there's a guy up in the sky with a woolly beard and there's a hell below me.
And you also believe there's people in the Middle East thousands of years ago called Matthew and John and Luke and stuff like that.
I have belief. Yep. I have a religious belief. I do. I genuinely believe.
And do you bring the kids to church every single...
Not every week.
Ah,
I wouldn't
there
bring
we go.
The kids
there
every
go.
Week.
Only
but
for Christmas.
But we do go with Christmas.
Ah,
we do
that's
go with
great. Yeah, yeah.
But I do have religious belief. I come from a very religious family as well. So I was brought up around the religion. Like, we were brought up around it.
So was I. I was forced to go to Mass.
We weren't forced. We were brought up, my family are very religious. And funny enough, my auntie's actually a nun in Knock. So we were brought up around it. And I just kept the belief going. I genuinely believe in God and there's a heaven and a hell. I do have that belief. So that's why I
okay,
got my
so
kids
so therefore, you are not a hypocrite. Not like Jeremy, who doesn't believe in any of it. Doesn't believe any iota of it.
No, the fact that you're even making a mockery of it, Jeremy, is a bit... It's totally wrong. You got married in a church. You have your kids christened in a church. But you don't believe any of it.
Well, hang
so
on.
Why?
Did you have children outside of marriage?
Yes.
Well, that goes against the church... No, I'm
it
not.
Does go
I think,
I'm
no, it does. I think. By the way, I'm not judging you for it. I think it's grand to do that, but you're going on like your Mother Teresa there.
I never said I was Mother Teresa. I never once said it. I said I have some religious belief.
But you still didn't. You still don't follow the rules of the.
I don't follow it completely. I believe in everything in the Bible?
So you're picking.
No.
So you're what's called an a la carte Catholic. You pick and choose what aspects of. Which is kind of like, you know, you've joined a club, but you'll only follow half the rules. So you either follow all the rules. I mean, John, I'm sure you'd agree. Do you agree with children outside marriage, John?
Unfortunately, I have to agree, yeah. If you didn't follow the rules of the church, yeah, you could be classed as an a la carte Catholic, the way you'd put it there, you know. I'll this part of the church I'll go with, this part I might go with,
That's you, Lorraine. You chose the ones which you liked and which you didn't like, the rules which you liked and didn't like. That's not the way it works.
I don't completely follow it, but yes, I have got belief in it. I do believe there's a God up there. I do believe
in all
that.
But you still have belief in it. That's the main thing.
I do have belief. I genuinely do. And I just think, Jeremy, for the likes of you or anybody that gets their kids christened in a church, it is very hypocritical. If you have absolutely no belief, what is the point?
And this was exactly the argument that I was making, Lorraine, that he may as well go down to
isn't about me. It's not
but
about
it,
me.
But it is, because you're doing a good job of...
yeah, Jeremy, you're putting yourself smack bang.
You really are. Why don't you...
You don't the whole, Jeremy.
Yeah, why don't you bring your three kids down to the mosque to say prayers on a Friday? Get down on your knees and bow to Allah.
Why didn't Lorraine get married before hopping into bed and making babies? That's the same question. It's exactly.
Because I didn't want to.
Well, I didn't want to go to mass with the kids. Same thing.
But you did. But you signed
but
up
Jeremy,
for it.
The point is, you went and got the present in a Catholic church.
So you walked
in,
Jeremy. I just want you to imagine this. You went and joined the club. Yeah?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, you're an a la carte Christian as well, Jeremy. Yes, no, you pick and choose what you want
to
do.
So hang on. Okay, you signed your kids up to be members of the club, yeah? Yeah. What was the point? Because they don't go to the club.
It's just like, to use an analogy, it's like a golf club. If you're not a member of a golf club, you can still pay a day fee to go and play in the golf course. So that's what I did. They're not a member of the golf club.
No, you signed them up.
No, they're not.
You signed them up.
You did?
No.
You went, here, Father, pour some water over their head. They're a member of the club, yeah?
They're not signed up.
Why would you sign up to a club and never go to it?
Sorry, Adrian, you joined FlyFit Gym 2 years ago. Have you been once?
No. I rescinded.
No, it's not.
I rescinded my membership.
Answer the question. You pay for FlyFit membership every month. When was the last time you saw the gym?
Jeremy, you're not the hole you're digging.
He really is. John, again, Lorraine is agreeing. This is the utmost of hypocrisy.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, look, I can see that what Jeremy is trying to say there, that he's kind of, you know, he's not a hypocrite and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, look, the church, the Catholic Church in Ireland today has a certain rules. I mean, when you get christened the Catholic Church, you say to yourself, you say to God and to your family, you are going to raise that child in the Catholic way, the Catholic ethos, the Catholic tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact of the matter is, if you walk in and you do all that, and as you rightly said, Adrian, you sign a contract, and that's, you know, in terms of baptism and all the rest of it, that you're going to bring that child up in the faith of the Catholic Church. And no, just the same way as the Muslim person would bring their children up in the Muslim faith, or any other faith would bring their children up in that faith. So the Catholic Church is no different. Now, the fact of the matter is, if you go in and you get your child christened, well then, yes, you are more or less signing a spiritual contract with God to say, yes, I'm going to bring that my child, whoever
and
it
is, this
up
is
in
the point
Catholic
I was,
faith going forward.
And this is exactly the point I was trying to make to Jeremy. Jeremy said being a godparent is not a religious thing. It actually is a completely religious thing.
It is, yeah. It's a spiritual thing more so than anything else.
Yeah.
But it's not treated that way. It's not treated that way by
anyone. No, because people like you don't pay any heed to it.
No more than you do. Just like, do you drag your crown? How many godchildren have you got, Adrian?
4.
Do you ever bring them to Mass?
No.
Thank you. Next.
But I'm not claiming otherwise.
But you see, the fact is, if you're a godparent and you're also saying, are a Christian, that I will actually be a guarantor there for that child to be brought up in the Catholic faith. So you actually are part of the whole Christian ceremony. And the obligation for you going forward as a, you know, as a godparent is to say, yes, I will support that child in the Catholic faith, and I will make sure that that child is supported by the Catholic faith going forward. So yes, you were involved in it one way or the other. So you can't just say, yeah, I'm there for the day and I'm there just to, you know, go down to the local church and get fed. You don't do that.
Jeremy does weddings, christenings, funerals.
That was exceptionally funny, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, going to Ramos to get fed, I mean, come on. Where does that even start?
John, do me a favour, stay there for a moment, please. Our number is 0858252626.
Can you listen to what? Now, Adrian, we're about to play a message from Neil about the whole godparent thing. Now, he's disagreeing with Adrian, and watch the way Adrian attacks Neil. Wait for Adrian.
Adrian, that's the fourth time I've heard of a godparent being referred as religious. It's the fourth time, and I'm 54. It's the fourth time I've heard godparents being referred as religious. No, I wouldn't go down that road. Cheers, Adrian.
Okay, wait for his Adrian attacking.
Neil, do you realise how stupid you sound?
Oh, he is attacking. Okay, keep going.
God, Father, God, Mother. Which part of that, not religious are you not getting here?
Keep going, go on.
Like, it has the word God in
on,
the
call,
title.
Call him a fucking Egypt. Go
You're
on.
Fucking Egypt, Neil.
Oh my God, Neil, I can't believe he did it. Adrian grew a spine. Who knew?
Okay, hang on. I'm going to ceremony
we don't
for godparent. Hang on.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. What do godparents say at church? I'll have this for you in a minute,
yeah, okay? Thanks.
Before
the listeners.
Sandra, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Sandra. Firstly, they're telling me that being a godparent is not a religious thing.
I'm a godparent a couple of times, and I'm there for my gods twice, and I'm there for both of them if they need anything.
Exactly.
Anything at all, whether it's religious or not. It doesn't just mean religion, it is mean that you're there for the child to basically step in as a parent.
Exactly.
If it has the word God in it, it also has the word parent in it.
Or you get...
completely religious. I don't believe in that.
You give them a bit...
I wouldn't say it's religious.
No, so you're asking the church,
will you support the child? That is one of the questions you're asked when you're in the church, being at their baptism. And that's the other thing. That was my point. I don't know, if you bring your daughter, or your, sorry, I've got all daughters, but if you bring your child for communion, which, you know, it's up to, for me, it's up to my child if she wants to make a communion. She told me she didn't want to, she wouldn't have to. They both wanted to, and my baby most likely will. They both wanted to make their communion. You cannot get your child, you can't get her, give her a communion, or confirmed, or married, without a baptism.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of it.
So that's the only reason for doing it, is it?
So that you can get married in the church?
No, it's not the only reason, but I'm engaged to their dad out of wedlock, I know. But when I get married, I will do a ceremony outside of the church with a celibate, because that is mine, that is what I want to do. But I won't make the decision for my child. So the way I see it is that I'll have them baptised, I'll get them to, if they want to make the communion, they can make the communion. If they want to make the confirmation, they can make the confirmation. So that when they're grown adults, they can make their own mind up, and I haven't forced anything on them. But the option is there if that's what they want to do.
Okay, I mentioned a moment ago about the role of godparents, okay? I'm now, Jeremy...
Well, it's no rule book. You don't get a rule book.
No, no, no.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Jeremy, just shut up for a second, okay?
That's not
when you, on three different occasions, were a godfather to three children, okay?
I'm a godmother, but yes.
Okay, you will have said the following words. And I want you to listen very closely, okay? So firstly, the parents are, the priest says this, you've asked to have your child baptized. Yep, I do. In doing so, now Jeremy, are you listening to this?
I'm listening to
this. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training him in the practice of the faith.
Oh, Jesus.
It will be keep going. It will be your duty to bring him or her up to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us by loving God and our neighbour. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? And the parents say, we do. But Jeremy, this is the bit for you as the godfather, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you ready to help the parents of this child in their duty as Christian parents?
Is that all? That's
yeah, you said all this. You said, I do, yeah. I
don't remember any of this.
No, you did.
Can I ask you one question? Can I interrupt for just a second? You do realise godparent doesn't actually need to have been christened themselves in order to be a godparent.
I'm aware of that, yeah. But you are agreeing.
No, I'm sorry. You asked me a question. I have been baptised because that's what my man wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to have had a baptism. So if the church is saying you have to help bring this child up in their faith, why isn't the church not checking? Do you have the faith yourself?
No, that's a good question.
Okay, you to do it.
But again, godparents say we do to this question. Are you ready to help the parents of this child in their duty as Christian parents? Now, Jeremy, what part of that is not religious? It's totally religious.
If my godson asked me, because I stood for him as a confirmation as well, if my daughter, and they have an occasion after we brought to church, I bring them to church. I don't think it makes me a hypocrite.
No, it doesn't.
My children, unfortunately, saw my mom have a stroke, pass away last year, and they saw that, and they believe she's in heaven. Whether I believe it or not is irrelevant. No. I'm not going to force a belief
on
them.
Of course,
someone else shouldn't either.
If it gives them comfort.
Okay, but do you not get the hypocrisy in all of this?
Sounds as a good question.
How is it hypocrisy? I'm not saying I believe it, but I'm not going to force it. I'd be a hypocrite to force my belief on my child.
Sandra, you are a good person. You are a Christian.
How would you be a hypocrite to force your belief on your child? How would that make you a hypocrite?
Because if I said to them, well, I don't believe it, I'm not saying I don't believe it. I think I actually don't know what I believe, and I'm an older woman. I don't know what I believe, but for me to say to my daughter there is no heaven, or I don't know that there is a heaven, why would I do that to them? They've been taught in school that there is a heaven. So when they said to me, is Nana up in heaven, what am I supposed to say to them? What do I say to them? Say, oh, well, was she christened? Oh, if she was christened, she might not be. My point is that literally you're not allowed to be married or have your communion or your confirmation. There's some kids in my daughter's class who have to have a baptism a week before the communion. And that was a parent's decision, and that's fine. But I'm not going to be ridiculed or called a hypocrite because I decided to give my child the option that when they're older, They have it there. So nothing can, no one can stop them from doing something they want to do or believing in what they want to believe in. Because that's
Why did you go for that church then? Why did you not go for a different one?
I went to the churches that were closest to me because that's where they live. And when you go, when you get
no, but are you talking about a Catholic church?
I am talking about a Catholic church. Okay, so I'm sure also christened in the Catholic church, and that's what my mother wanted.
But I'm sure there's a Church of Ireland church just down the road. Why did you not go to that one?
My family, my mother, who was a big deal for my daughters, wanted to use this church, so I abided by her wishes to use the church.
Oh, right.
The church is irrelevant.
Oh, right. So it was just to facilitate other people, to make other people happy.
The church is irrelevant. I'm going to be sending them to a Catholic school, so in order for them to go to a Catholic school, they all need to be baptized.
They don't anymore to go to a Catholic school.
At the time I was asked for baptism, so maybe talking of school.
Okay, so you don't see any hypocrisy in any of what you're saying here.
I think you're more of a hypocrite trying to force your beliefs on someone or tell them that what they do is not right because you don't agree with it. Everyone's entitled to do what they want and live their life the way they want and have an opinion. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. An opinion is an opinion for a reason. Everyone has opinion. Everyone's opinion is valid. And I know that's why you do this podcast. And since I started listening a couple of months ago when I'm working at home, it's given me life. But some of them, oh, thanks, I just laugh all day.
And you know what, Sandra? As I said a few minutes ago, I don't know you from Adam. See there, I read the Bible, Adam. Yeah. I don't know you from Adam, but I can tell by, I don't care how religious you are, I don't care how many times you've knocked on the church's door, you are a good Christian person who has good values and you raise your children correctly, and that's all that matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Jonathan does.
Look, what's it got to do with her if she wants to bring the kids in to get them christened in the church, and I haven't been in the church in 10 years? Got nothing to do or anything. She's not offended. Don't go. That'll bring our children to the church and get them baptized. Okay. Jesus is on the march, boys. He's on the way back. You know, people may not be sitting in churches anymore, but people are certainly reading their Bibles and getting back into their faith. And I think it's an absolutely thing of beauty. Look what happened in Dublin there about 3 weeks ago, March for Jesus. Not a peep about it on the mainstream media. But no, Jesus is on the way back, boys. Like I said, people might not be sitting in churches, but they're picking up their Bibles and they're getting back to their faith. And I think it's an absolute thing of beauty. More the merrier. Let them all in. I don't care if you haven't been in church in 20 years. It's the day you were baptized. Keep on bringing your children, because believe it or not, boys, certain point in life, you look for something bigger than yourself, and your faith is what you fall into. And that's what's happening a lot all over the world, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations to them christening the baby. And if that lady doesn't want to go and is offended by it, then don't go. Cheers.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Trevor, what did John say that annoyed you?
Everything.
Oh, right. Just literally. John, everything you said.
Literally everything.
John, every single thing you said has offended Trevor here.
Ooh-hoo. Right, John, let me ask you a question. I'm a Catholic. All my children were christened. My wife was christened. Yeah. I didn't get married in a church. You tell me, why do I have to go into a church to practice my religion? Why do I have to go in and have someone prognosticate to me that I'm not going to get into heaven, I'm going to go to hell because of what he says?
Okay, number one, okay, if you're a true Christian today or a true Catholic today, you don't use and abuse the church. The fact is, you said you got your children christened. Is that correct, in the Catholic Church?
Into the religion, yes.
Okay. And are you a practicing Catholic today?
I practice my religion. I don't go near that building. I have no faith in the building. Why would I have a faith in the building?
Have you got an issue with the church today?
No. Nothing was ever done to me or anything like that, but I just have no faith in them. But
well,
John,
let me
ask you a question, right? When I die, if I go to heaven, is the man in the cloak in the church going to absolve me and let me in the pearly gates, or is the fellow who's sitting at the pearly gates, if there is a pearly gates, which I do believe in, is the fellow at the pearly gates going to absolve me and let me in, or is the fellow in the cloak in the church going to let me in?
Well, obviously, I mean, when you die, and you know, your fate would say that you would go to heaven. You would go to, what did Jeremy call him? The man in the sky with the crinkly beard or the whatever kind of
listen,
beard.
John, we all know Jeremy has no belief in God. I have a belief in God. I'm asking you, when I die, who gets me into the pearly gates? The St. Peter at the pearly gates or the man in the cloak in the church?
Well, I mean, it's your religion. You go when you die. It's like anything. When you die, you go to the church, you get buried, and then you move on to the afterlife, your spiritual life.
Okay. Next question is.
Would you not agree on that?
Why? Yeah, I do. But let me ask you a question. What then binds me to go to church on a weekly basis to hear him speak to me as if I'm a gobshite about my religion, where I have my faith, I have my beliefs, and then he's just there to...
When you go to Mass on a Sunday, can I just say, when anybody goes to Mass on a Sunday, nobody's been spoken down to. The scriptures have been spoken about. People as Catholics and Christians today, or Catholic and Christians today, go to Mass because they believe in their faith. They believe in the Lord.
John, already you're after disregarding what I said to you already. I believe in God. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I believe in hell. I believe in heaven. Right? So why do I have to go to church to get that belief reaffirmed by someone that I don't have faith in?
The way I would say that to you, and I don't mean to be disparaging to you in any shape or form, the fact of the matter is, if you don't want to go to Mass and listen to the priest speaking or whatever the case is, nobody is putting a gun to your head and saying, listen, you have to go to Mass every Sunday. The fact is, if you cherish your religion and your faith, you'll go to Mass. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, but John, I cherish my religion and my faith. But again, I got all my children baptized into my religion.
It sounds to me like you are challenging your faith.
I got my kids baptized into my religion, but it doesn't mean I have to go to their little holy place. Like, at the end of the day, God is everywhere?
Okay, but the difference here is, you were admitting that
you... me, you just don't have faith in your faith.
No, he may not have faith in his faith, but he does have faith. If you know what I mean.
Hang on, excuse me. I have no faith
in
the church.
It sounds like you don't have faith in
the church. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
So why,
it's a money scheme.
Okay, so why would you indoctrinate your children into that?
I didn't indoctrinate my children into a church agent because of the fact that I don't force them to go every week. I indoctrinated them into my religion.
Did you
my
get
beliefs,
the,
what I choose to believe in, okay, what I'm going to be serving my afterlife.
Hang on, Trevor. Did you get your children christened into a church that you don't believe in?
No, I got them christened into my religion. I didn't get them christened into a church.
So
I'm not fucking Scientologist where you have to go every single week for a little bleep
test.
Okay,
so where was the ceremony?
What do you mean? Obviously it was in a church, and I'll be getting silly buggers now.
Yeah, so therefore you did indoctrinate them into a church.
Into my religion. I didn't say, right lads, this is where you're christened, this is where you have to come every week. I said, this is what you have to believe in, this is what we believe
beside the point, because you at least have some religious belief. Jeremy has admitted that he has zero religious belief.
But I did
zero.
Say, I did say if I was on my deathbed or a family member was very sick, I probably would say a prayer.
Yeah, just to cover all bases.
Yeah, to cover the bases. Yeah.
That's pathetic.
No.
All right, let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Dave.
I have a question for you. What if you have a couple and one of them is religious and wants to get the kids christened and baptized and all that, but the other person isn't? But the person who isn't doesn't really give a shit. Who should win out there?
That's a good question, actually, Dave, and it is an argument that a lot of couples actually have. Lola!
Hey, guys, it's Lola. So I absolutely believe that, you know, if you're not, I think it's like you're kind of put into like a religious kind of predicament for some people who think that it's a normality in this day and age, which I don't believe it is. I was born into a Protestant family. I'm not a Protestant. I believe in God. I am a bit of everything. I was forced into confirmation and I didn't want to do it. I had to attend confirmation classes and I had to attend church and Sunday school every Sunday religiously, and it was horrendous. It's not what I believe in whatsoever. And also then when it came to this big celebration that was in my home, because we didn't do communion in a Protestant family, I told everyone I refused to get a picture with the Archbishop or whatever he's called. I don't have time for it all. And they all said to me, you know, real family, like, gathering, you know, how do you feel about being confirmed? And I said, well, I'm only doing this to get presents now at this stage. I didn't want to do this in the first place.
All right, Lola, thank you very much indeed for your message.
What do you think of what Lola said?
What? Well, I couldn't make head nor tail of it, if you want the honest truth, but I'm just thanking her for the message. I'm sure if I rewind it and listen to it again. I heard the word Protestant, born into a Protestant family.
See, as soon as Adrian hears Protestant, Lola, you just...
switch off.
He doesn't like Protestants. Sorry.
I said that.
You don't, though.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Ireland's number one hypocrite. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Failing that, because Spotify isn't overly reliable with notifications lately, why not sign up to our WhatsApp channel and we will send you a notification every day.
We do.
You send the word add me to 085-825-2626. And thank you to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.